And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Oh The Pain podcast. It's Monday. It is May 13th. It's 2024. And the Joe Beningo The Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. By Anita Discount Tire. By DraftKings. And, of course, our good friends at Manscaped. Well, I made a big, you know, yesterday was Mother's Day. And my daughter and the grandkids called up my wife and said, look, we want to take you to the movies for Mother's Day to go see this new Planet of the Apes movies, right? So, of course, I said, well, yeah, you guys go. Of course, I'm going to be home. I got to watch the Knicks, and, you know, massive playoff game four and all of that. Well, that was a mistake. What a disgrace yesterday. We're going to call yesterday the Mother's Day Massacre. Because that's exactly what it was for the New York Knicks yesterday. They were annihilated by the Indiana Pacers. What was the final score? 121-89. Let me just say this. In game four of the Eastern Conference semifinal, of course, the series, as we all know, tied 2-2. Back now to Madison Square Garden tomorrow night for an absolute must-win game five for the Knicks. I mean, there is no gray area here. If they don't win tomorrow, they're not winning the series. I cannot see them going back to Indiana and winning the game. If they're winning this series, they're going to have to win the two games at the Garden and win it in seven. And obviously tomorrow, an absolute must win. But this game was over. You know, usually an NBA game, even if a team's up 20 in the first quarter, you know, that game's never over. I mean, how many times have we seen it? No lead is safe in an NBA game. But yesterday, with the Knicks getting run over like they were in the first quarter of this game, the game was over. This is like the first NBA game I've seen in eons where by the beginning of the second quarter, you knew who was winning this basketball game. The Knicks yesterday got beat every which way you can get beat. Indiana couldn't miss a shot. The Knicks couldn't make a shot. Indiana got every rebound. I mean, like the Knicks had been getting all the offensive rebounds. That's changed. You know, Knicks were getting one shot. Indiana was getting two, three, four shots at a time. And everybody for Indiana was contributing. Miles Turner, Obi Toppin, McConnell. How much can't you stand that guy? Halliburton. We go right on down the line. I mean, every one of them was killing the Knicks yesterday. Everybody was killing them. There's no other way to say it. Pascal Siakam, who was just doing whatever he wants to do with Ananobi out. And I think the injuries are catching up to this team. I mean, I think they are. They lost Bogdanovich. They lost Mitchell Robinson. And then probably the biggest hit of all, losing OG Ananobi in game two at the Garden last week. And I'm telling you right now, Ananobi's not playing in this series. You know, you can humor yourself and we can humor ourselves. Well, we'll find out tomorrow. You know, we'll see how he is. He's getting treatment. He's doing this. He's doing that. This guy ain't playing in this series. And if the Knicks do find a way to get through this series now and get on to the conference finals, we're not going to see him. He's done. And as good as he's been, this guy is hurt all the time. All the freaking time. And that's got to come into play when the Knicks get ready maybe to give this guy a new contract because he is constantly hurt. Constantly hurt. And it's a killer. And this injury is one of the injuries. You know, they can survive Bogdanovich. They can survive Mitchell Robinson. Obviously, they've survived the Julius Randle injury that he's been gone since January. I don't think they're surviving this one. I really don't. Now, are they winning this series? Look, Jalen Brunson's banged up. He's got a bad foot. I tell you, if I was Thibodeau, and I said this last week, I was talking to Evan on Friday when I did the show on The Fan with Evan. I would have sat Brunson in game three. As crazy as that sounds, I would have said, look, your foot's not right. We're up 2-0 in the series. You know, we'll punt game three. We'll punt game three and have Brunson come back for game four, which was really a short rest game anyway because the game was 3:30 in the afternoon. We'll bring Brunson back for game four. They didn't do it. You know, I'm sure Brunson was going to play. I mean, he's not going to. He probably would have, you know, belted Tibbs if he tried to say he had to sit in the game. But he's not right. I mean, all the shots that he's been making through all year, throughout the playoffs, those turnarounds in the lane and all those shit, he's not making no shots. He's missing layups. He's getting to the rim. He doesn't have the extension to get it down. The injury to Brunson has definitely hurt him in the two games in Indiana. And look, if they're going to win, they need him to be huge. You know, they need all the guys. They need everybody. Certainly all three of the Villanova guys who yesterday did nothing, as Josh Hart actually only played like 20-something minutes yesterday. Why even bother with the way the game was? Might as well rest him. You know, nobody played in the fourth quarter. They were playing guys in the fourth quarter. This guy Milton, I never heard of him. Who's this guy, Milton Berle? I mean, who is he? I didn't even know this guy was on a freaking team. Who is this guy? You know, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah, Milton's been gone for a while. But I didn't even know that this guy was playing. It was on a team. What a disaster. I mean, just never in this basketball game. Never, ever, ever. One of the few NBA games you could have shut off at halftime. I hung in there till the end of the third quarter, right? My wife was at the movies. I'm home. What am I doing? I hung in there to the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, I was out. I said, that's it. I don't need to see anymore. Everybody, the bench had been cleared. Like I said, Milton was playing at that point. I said, you know what? I'm out. And I don't know what to say now. Look, I've said all along that Jalen Brunson will not allow the Knicks to lose this series. And I still believe it. The crowd is going to be off the charts tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be going crazy at the Garden. This is a game the Knicks have to have. And if they don't win this series, this is a disappointing year. Let's be real. You win 50 games. You get the second seed. You win that first round series against Philadelphia, right? You come into this series against Indiana. You're favored to win. You win the first two games at home. Not easy, but you won the first two games at home. And you're going to wind up losing this series. This would be a massive disappointment for this franchise. They need to get out of this series somehow, some way. And I, like I said, they got to win game five tomorrow. This is a, you got to treat, if I'm Thibodeau and I'm the Knicks tomorrow, they can downplay it all they want. You know, whatever, however you want to say it, you got to go into the game tomorrow at the Garden like this is game seven. Like there is no tomorrow. This is it. If they lose this game, I'm telling you right now, if they lose tomorrow, don't expect them to win game six in Indiana. You know, you go back to the old days, go back to 1994 when they beat the Pacers in seven to get to the NBA Finals. Remember, they jumped out to a 2-0 lead at home. They lost the two games in Indiana, and then remember, they lost game five at the Garden in that crazy Reggie Miller game with Spike Lee and all that nonsense. And then they came back and won game six in Indiana and won game seven at home. And if you go back to the series in 95 that they wound up losing to Indiana with the finger roll by Ewing in game seven and, you know, blowing the 7-point lead with 18 seconds left in game one with Reggie Miller killing them again. Remember, they were down 3-1 in that series, won game five at home, won game six in Indiana again before losing game seven at the Garden. I don't see it this time. I don't see them winning game six in Indiana. To me, they're not winning that game. If they're winning this series, they're going to have to win the two games at home. That's it. It's going to have to be a complete home series in my mind because I just don't see them winning if they go back to the whatever they call that field house now in Indy. So an absolutely must-have game five tomorrow for the Knicks. Really, for the first time in the playoffs, that the Knicks are at a major crossroads as far as the playoffs are concerned. And this Indiana team, man, they come at you in waves. I mean, they got a lot of guys. And let's be honest about this, too. Even in the two games the Knicks won, even in the game Friday night when, you know, they needed that crazy shot by Nembom, whatever his name was, to win the game at the end in the closing 25, 30 seconds of the game. That's how close the Knicks came to taking a 3-0 lead in this series. Even in that game, Indiana's been getting all kinds of open shots. How many open threes for Indiana? How many guys with easy layups, easy shots at the basket have we seen? Over and over again. And right now, the Knicks, I mean, they just don't have a lot of bodies. How many guys are going to play? Who's playing? They've actually got, amazingly enough, in the two games in Indiana, They've actually gotten something out of Alec Burks, who scored 14 points on Friday night and scored 20, even though it didn't matter yesterday, in the destruction on Sunday afternoon. So he's going to be part of the rotation now. He has to be. But that's it. These guys got to get it done. And it's going to be a very short rotation. Even Hartenstein hurt his shoulder. He fell on his shoulder yesterday. He came back in the game. But even he's not 100%. Brunson's not 100%. Hartenstein's not 100%. Look, they're going to have to win this series without OG Anunoby. That's just the way it is. And I don't think Jalen Brunson. Here's what I expect tomorrow. One thing that we know about this team has big-time balls. This team plays hard. This team plays fearless basketball. Well, they are going to have to play balls to the wall, fearless basketball tomorrow in just what's going to have to be a maximum effort to win this game. And I expect Brunson to be huge tomorrow night. The crowd's going to be going nuts. There's no doubt about it. I expect Brunson to will this team to win in this series. You know, they get through this series. Whatever happens after this to me is house money. I mean, really. You know Boston, they beat Cleveland yesterday or whenever, 2 days, whenever it was, whenever game three was. They're going to win the series. We know that, okay? Don't delusion yourself into thinking Cleveland's going to win that series because they're not. The Celtics are going to win it. The Knicks have to find a way to get by Indiana here. And then if they get to the conference finals, at that point, you know, it's all gravy. It really is. To me, it's gravy. It's gravy. But they have to win this series. Otherwise, it's a massive disappointment. And look, Jalen Brunson's gotten it done all year. He's moved himself into superstar status in this sport. There's no doubt about it. And he's got to put this team on his back tomorrow night and get it done. We got to get it from Brunson. We got to get it from Hart. We got to get it from DiVincenzo. We got to get it from Hartenstein. We got to get contributions from, you know, really everybody here. We got to get a contribution from Precious Achiuwa. We got to get a contribution from Miles Deuce McBride. We got to get a contribution from Alec Burks. That's going to be the rotation. Maybe you'll see Jericho Sims a little bit. I don't know. Maybe you will. Maybe. But that's the rotation. It's pretty much an 8-man rotation right now for this team. Forget Anunoby. You know, he ain't playing tomorrow. Just forget it. You're delusioning yourself if you think he's playing tomorrow. All right? And like I said, I don't think he's going to play in the series again. So these guys are going to have to get it done tomorrow. They're going to have to play much better defense than they played in Indiana. They're going to have to rebound much better than they did in Indiana. They have to do everything better than they did yesterday. I'll tell you that. As they were just, they got their doors blown off yesterday. And as I said, there is very few times in an NBA game where the game is over in the first quarter where you know a team has no shot, but they have no shot. They were down. They had no shot at the end of the quarter. They were down 28 at halftime, and, you know, at that, hopefully you were doing something with your mother or your wife or whoever, whatever mothers that are in your life. Hopefully you were doing something with them by halftime, because what a disgrace this was yesterday. I mean, really, I should have went to see the stupid Planet of the Apes yesterday. I would have been a lot better off. I mean, really, because I would have missed nothing. And I would not have had even though I would have been ticked they lost, you know, the aggravation level would not have been as high. You know, it's funny. We always talk about it. Is it more difficult to lose like they lost Friday night with this guy dropping, you know, throwing one out of his rear end basically to win the game? Or is it easier to deal with the loss like yesterday when you know they're just getting their doors blown off and the game's over early and, you know, there's really no aggravation level after that? I mean, you're not living and dying anymore with the game. I don't know. But they only count as one loss. No matter how you lose, whether you lose on a buzzer beater at the end or whether you lose on a 40-point blowout like yesterday, it was only 32, it seemed like 50. No matter how you lose it, it's still only one game. Game 5, Madison Square Garden tomorrow. You know, they have to, all the, you know, hopefully all the Knicks will be there tomorrow. I want to see all the former Knicks there. Ewing, Starks, Larry Johnson, Marcus Camby, Allen Houston, Latrell Sprewell, Bernard King, even Stephon Marbury, who was there the other night, Amari Stoudemire. I want to see all of them tomorrow night at the Garden. Carmelo, everybody. as they get their team riled up and let's go win this freaking game. The season on the, make no mistake, Knicks fans, even though it's not an elimination game tomorrow, make no mistake, if the Knicks don't win tomorrow, they are not winning the series. A must-win game. Jalen Brunson, you know, we've elevated your status now. You're on your way to going to with the great Knicks of all time. You have your chance tomorrow night to really put your stamp in that category, to put your name among the great Knicks that ever played, to put your name with the guys who have their numbers up in the rafters. Jalen Brunson tomorrow night on a bad foot. I want to see him. Will this team to win it tomorrow night, and will this team to win in this series? All right, as the phone rings here at our house, as we are now upstairs. Is this the Paramus Golf Course calling us?
WABC Radio.
Oh, is that who it is?
Hello.
All right. Beningo, the Oh the Pain podcast.
He's actually doing his podcast right now.
Tell him I can't do it right now.
Sorry.
He didn't let me know in time, tell him.
He didn't let Joe know.
I had no idea about this. None. No idea. Tomorrow, tell him. I'm getting a call. What's happening right now for people listening to the podcast is my good friend Sid Rosenberg is calling me right now to see if I could come on his show. Unfortunately, he did not let me know in time that this was happening.
They had a cancellation.
Well, what are you going to do?
I said, can he do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
He's going to call back.
All right, he'll call back. He'll let me know. So everybody now, this is like reality TV now. I'm getting calls from Sid in the middle of the show. I didn't know. I mean, oh, my God. People are going crazy. We go from the Knicks to Sid Rosenberg, WABC Radio and all that. Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. All right, let me get my my sponsors in here. The insanity level is off the charts here. It really is.
Come on.
It really is off the charts.
Come on.
Anyway.
Come on, buddy.
The Hackensack Brewing Company, you know, we've talked about it for a long, long time. We'll let you know when the next live podcast is coming. I know all kinds of people have asked me about that, but located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful Hackensack, New Jersey. The tap room's open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the tombstones. Let's hope there's no tombstones for the Knicks by the time we do the next live podcast. Go see Mike Jones. Go see everybody there. TJ, make sure you check out my Ode to Pain beer, all the different forms of packaging in the Ode to Pain beer, the Jet form, the Met form, the Nick form. TJ did a brilliant job with all of it. But we will let you know when the next live podcast will be. The Hackensack Brewing Company, check it out. Tell them Beningo sent you. Anita Discount Tire, you know the deal. See my son Johnny. See his boss Ari. See the homie Spooka over there. See Rob, you need work done on your car. You need new tires on your car. You need your car inspected. The only way to go is Anita Discount Tire. Tell them Beningo sent you. They're in Rivervale, New Jersey on Westwood Avenue. And whatever your automotive needs may be, this is the way to go. Anita Discount Tire. Now, you want to bet on anything? You want to bet on the Knicks series now? I believe now, I heard from JJ earlier watching him on Sports Night as he was out in Indiana. What a waste of a weekend for him out there. He did get to play golf, but not exactly. You'd have been better off staying home, better off doing anything, better off painting a house than watching the game yesterday. But if you want to bet on anything, you want to bet on it, you want to bet on the rest of this series, which I said now is actually a pick'em series now going forward, with it really now being the best 2 out of 3. You want to bet on the hockey playoffs. Last night, by the way, Florida beat Boston again in Boston. I believe the final score was, 3-2, I think was the final score yesterday, whatever it was. The Panthers win, so they now lead that series 3-1. Of course, the Rangers, and we'll get to them in a second, trying to close it out tonight in Game 5. At the Garden against Carolina. But Florida now leading that series 3-1, going back to Florida for Game 5. But if you want to bet on the hockey playoffs, whatever you want to do, what you got to do is You got to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code OTHEPAIN. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Check it out. Like I said, you can bet on whatever you want to bet on. Use the OTHEPAIN. As I said, use the code OTHEPAIN, and you know the deal. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. The only way to go, bet on whatever you want, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever it is. Golf, we got the PGA coming up this week in Louisville at Valhalla. Whatever you want to bet on, the way to go, of course, is DraftKings. And last but not least, my good friends at Manscaped. I'm telling you right now, man, I love Manscaped. I really do. You know? I don't know how else to say it. If you've had problems over the years grooming the family jewels, this is the way to go. You got to check out Manscaped and the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is the way to go. Stop using those big scissors that might wind up cutting your nuts off. I mean, come on. You don't want to do like I did that one time. And, you never want to draw blood from the family jewels. You know what I mean? Drawing blood from every other body part, man. Okay, I'll live with it. Family jewels? I don't think so. But look, Manscaped, they'll get it done safe. And I'm telling you, man, you're going to love it. She's going to love it too. I mean, whoever's going to love it. Whoever you're with is loving it. And I've told you this every time. I will tell you this again, right? You groom it right, and it gives you the illusion that you're a little bigger. And even if it's just the illusion of bigger, you got to love it. Because there is not a guy, not a man alive that doesn't want a couple inches more. Even if that's not really the case, just the fact that it looks that way gives you that feeling, geez, maybe I do have a couple extra inches here. And the way to go is the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra from our good friends at Manscaped. Now remember, this trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe. You can trim with confidence. You can fancy a stress-free shave and some savings. Head over to manscaped.com. Snag 20% off plus free shipping with the code OTHEPAIN with Manscaped. It's easy grooming, no surprises, and no blood, guys. And that's the best part. All right, Beningo, the OTHEPAIN podcast. You're getting a lot of stuff going on here today. Let's hope the phone doesn't freaking ring again. When the phone rang, I thought it was the Paramus Golf Course. We're playing golf later on today. I got a 154 tee time. I wanted to play earlier than that, but that's what I thought it was. I didn't think it was Sid. Usually I go on with Sid, and I love going on with him, but we could not do it. Couldn't pull it off today. He didn't give me any notice. But anyway, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Who cares? So tonight, game 5 at the Garden, the Rangers and Carolina. Rangers lost a tough game 4 on Saturday night in Carolina, a game where they were down 2-0 early. Carolina came out with all kinds of energy. Rangers got a goal to make it 2-1. Will Cooley scored the goal to make it 2-1. Then Carolina scored again to make it 3-1. The Rangers fought their way back, though. They came back to tie this game, right, where they could have easily folded the tent and say, let's go to the Garden for game 5. They came back. They tied the game when all was said and done. They got a goal from Barkley Goodrow. They got a beautiful goal from Alexei Lafreniere, who was by far the best player on the ice the other night for the Rangers. The Rangers hit like 2 or 3 posts in this game, too. Lafreniere hit the post. Capo Caco hit the post. And this game was 3-3. Looked like it was headed for overtime late in the third period. And then Ryan Lindgren took a very bad penalty. And finally, the Hurricanes, who had been 0-16 on the power play in the series against the Rangers. Look, the law of averages said they were going to get one eventually. And they got one at the end of game 4 to what proved to be the game winner. The Rangers losing 4-3. Every game in this series has been a one-goal game, and 2 of the 4 games have been in overtime with the Rangers winning the 2 overtime games. So game 5 tonight at the Garden, You know, I expect to win tonight. And the Rangers are right on course to where they were 30 years ago when they won the Stanley Cup in 1994. Remember, they swept their first round series against the Islanders, just like they did this year to Washington. They won the first three games that year against Washington in the second round. They did that with Carolina, and then they lost game four and came back and won game five at home. I fully expect the Rangers will do the same tonight. I want to see them out there flying tonight. The crowd's going to be wild. I expect a big game from Igor tonight. I expect a big game from all the big guys tonight, from Panarin, who did not play well in game four. He had a couple giveaways that led to goals in that game. I expect to see it from Panarin, from Zibanejad, from Kreider, from Trocheck, from Adam Fox, who's a little banged up right now, from Jacob Trouba. I want to see it from everybody right on down the line. Lafreniere, the whole group. It'll be interesting tonight, too. We know that Filipino looks like he re-aggravated his concussion. They said he was ill. You know, he probably had a concussion again after he played in game three. I thought we'd see Rempe yesterday. We saw Johnny Brzezinski instead. It'll be interesting tonight to see what Laviolette does. Will he go back to Brzezinski tonight? Because I doubt you're going to see Hedl. Will he go back to Brzezinski tonight, or will Rempe play tonight? And remember, when Rempe plays, the Rangers win. I mean, look, Brzezinski played pretty well the other night. He was good. But you know what? If I'm Laviolette, I got to have Rempe on the ice tonight in the potential clincher against Carolina. And it better be. You don't want to see this go beyond tonight. This is a game the Rangers need to put them away tonight, put Carolina out of their misery, and let's get ready to play probably the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference Finals. So game four tonight, Rangers, Hurricane at the Garden, 7 o'clock start. I believe the game's on, was it on ESPN tonight? I believe it's ESPN tonight. I don't think it's on TNT. Pretty sure ESPN. Maybe it is. Well, either way, it's either on ESPN or TNT. We know it's not on the MSG network, which sucks. You do get to see the pre- and post-game show, though, on MSG. But we'll see. Rangers need to wrap it up tonight and get this series over with and get ready to get to the conference finals. Like I said, probably against the Florida Panthers. Game five at the Garden tonight, Rangers and Hurricanes. And finally, we'll wrap it up with this. I mentioned the PGA is coming up this week. Rory McIlroy won big yesterday at Quail Hollow, a place where he's had a lot of success over the years. We'll see what happens next week. Remember, the last time Rory McIlroy won a major was the PGA 10 years ago at Valhalla. If you remember that final round, it was in the dark as he was battling it out with Phil Mickelson. That's the last time he won a major, amazingly enough, 10 years ago. So we'll see. We'll see if Scheffler plays this week. I guess his wife still has not had the baby. So we'll see if Scottie Scheffler plays. He'll obviously be the favorite. Never count out Brooks Koepka, who won the PGA last year. Remember, he's won three PGAs as part of the five majors he's won in his career. And he's been playing well lately. He won the latest tournament at LIV. Never count out Brooks Koepka in a PGA. So that's coming up this weekend in Kentucky, Louisville, Valhalla, starting on Thursday. Always great with the majors. And, of course, we get to see all the LIV guys playing. Koepka, DJ, John Rahm, Mickelson. We go right out down the line. Cameron Smith. You know, all the LIV guys will be playing in the PGA this week, which is great. You know, the PGA Tour needs all the best golfers in the world playing in these events. And unfortunately, we only get them in the majors, but we certainly are getting them this week. One last note on the Mets. Nice win by the Mets yesterday. Brandon Nimmo with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Mets salvaged the third game of their three-game series with the Atlanta Braves. They win it last night, 4-3. Mets sitting at 19-20 on the year. Still not bad. I got to say, they're hanging around 500. You know, probably a little better than I thought they'd be. They're not hitting. They're not hitting like they should be, although Alonso had a couple big doubles last night to drive in runs. But the pitching's been a lot better than we thought. The bullpen's been very good, especially Reed Garrett. So we'll see. They open up a four-game. Actually, it's a home-and-home with the Phillies now. They play two at Citi Field Monday and Tuesday, and then they play two on Wednesday and Thursday down at the Citizens Bank in Philadelphia. So Mets and Phillies opening up a home-and-home four-game series starting tonight at Citi Field. I believe Sean Manaea will be on the mound. Everybody have a great week. I'll talk to you again on Friday. Let's go Rangers. Let's go Knicks. All the love.